Welcome to Healing Hearts Ministries, where Pastor Tapper gives you biblical solutions for today's problems. Healing Hearts is brought to you by the New Covenant Church of God, located at 10428 Astoria Boulevard in East Elmhurst, Queens, New York. You are welcome to join us every Sunday morning at 11 a.m. for Word and Worship, or go to our website at healingheartsnyc.org. Now, let us join Pastor Tapper as he shares with us the living Word of God.
Welcome to another Healing Hearts Ministries broadcast. I am Pastor Isaac Tapper, and today I have a special message just for you. Have you ever felt stuck or trapped, and that God had forgotten about you, and that somehow everything in life was passing you by, kind of like a train pulling into a station but never stopping for you? Well, today's message is just for you. I'm coming to you today from New Covenant Church of God, 10428 Astoria Boulevard in East Elmhurst, Queens. This ministry is dedicated to restoring, rebuilding, and renewing one life at a time. Come and join us next Sunday. You'll be glad you did. In 2 Samuel chapter 9, verses 1 through 13, we find these particular words. Now when Mephibosheth, the son of Jonathan, the son of Saul, had come to David, and he fell on his face before David, then David said, "Mephibosheth," and he answered, "Here is your servant." So David said to him, "Do not fear, for I will surely show you kindness for Jonathan's sake, and will restore to you all the land of your grandfather. And you shall eat bread at my table continually." Then he bowed himself and said, "What is your servant that you should look upon him, such a dead dog as I?" And the king called Ziba, Saul's servant, and said to him, "I will give to your master's son all that belongeth to Saul and to his house." Mephibosheth was the grandson of King Saul and the son of Jonathan. When he was 5 years of age, his father and his grandfather was killed in a war with the Philistines. When word reached Jerusalem that King Saul and his son was dead, everyone was terrified and went into a panic. The king's family, especially his sons, knew that they would be executed by the next king that took office. New kings didn't like competition from old kings' families. It was every man for himself. Mephibosheth's nurse grabbed the young boy and began to run with him. In her haste to escape, the nurse dropped the child. Both his legs were broken. They didn't have orthopedic surgeons in those days, so the child grew up lame in his feet. But the lameness is only part of the tragedy of this young prince's life. He was hurried into exile and hidden with the family of a man by the name of Machir, and he was hidden in a place called Lodibar. He was born in a palace, and he was a prince by birth. This young man was given all the luxuries and the extravagance of wealth. The Bible tells us that he had not one care in his young life of 5 years. But he now finds himself in a remote, barren, desolate place, a fruitless place, a place where nothing at all grows. He was away from everything that he knew and he grew to expect and enjoy. In one day, his entire life was gutted and shattered. He went from privilege to poverty, and he became destitute, deprived of the basic securities we've all come to expect, all in one day. I don't know about you, but have you ever had one day in your life